sit in on unfiltered raw chats with multiple sclerosis advocate, motivational speaker, and writer, A Hot MS. As she goes one-on-one with those who've had all the odds against them. From unexpected disabilities, incurable illnesses, to pimped-out mobility aids. This pioneer in the chronic illness community wants you to know you can be a total train wreck and flip it into something positive. Empowering and even life-changing when she's not dirty dancing on an IV pole, that is.
Well, well, well. Your favorite dumpster fire is back and is on fire. This Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month. Oh my goodness, you guys. It's only March 9th, and I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm kind of ready for it to be April. I'm not going to lie. So thank you all for being so patient, as my last episode of All the Odds with a Hot MS aired last September of 2023. Lots going on, especially in the month of March, as we are tickling ourselves with all of the madness of MS Awareness Month. There are so many things going on, so I wanted to pop on in honor of MS Awareness Month to say, hey, if you are somebody that is deeply rooted in passionate advocacy for the space of chronic illness, disability, and multiple sclerosis, take a breath. Okay? Take a breath with me right now. Ready? We're all going to do it. It's a lot. We are extremely passionate about raising awareness and being transparent and sharing our story, but with that comes an extensive amount of energy that we are quickly losing as we are writing or speaking or talking or joining an MS Society Council meeting. We're busy writing, we're busy making content, we're busy sharing our experience to local politicians, perhaps. Maybe you're on a board of some sorts with an MS organization. Maybe you're on the MS Society's council for your specific area and you are trying to make a change, trying to make an impact, and try to change the world. There's so many of us in the space of MS advocacy that are doing just that. We are trying to change the world, and we are trying to do it all while living with MS. And that is a tricky, tricky thing. And I cannot tell you how many different advocates that I'm close with that I've spoken to recently that have said, oh my goodness, I'm ready for it to be April, because it's a lot. So if you are putting your passion into multiple sclerosis and disability advocacy, please remember to give yourself some grace. Saying no is one of my favorite things now. I still tend to take on way too much as far as projects go and collaborations, because I just want to say yes to everybody. But we need to set those boundaries. We need to set those limits. And we do not have to feel obligated to say yes to everything. Maybe you can say yes to something, but push it 6 months down the road, because this March, yeah, it's real. MS Awareness Month is coming in hot. It is on fire. And we cannot look away, because there are so many things going on. If you are in the Southern California area, even if you're in San Diego, that's still only about a 2-hour drive to LA on a good day. Saturday, May 18th, Dunk MS will be back at the Poly Pavilion at UCLA, hosted by our very own Blake Arnett. We love you, Blake. We're very excited about 2024 Dunk MS, but there are a lot of things going on in the Hot MS world that I wanted to update you guys. Now, if you've seen the Instagram, if you've seen the Facebook, if you've seen the website, now it's on the pod, you guys. It's on the pod. So what has been going on with the Hot MS? Well, in honor of MS Awareness Month, tomorrow, which will be... dun, 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 dun. Sunday, March 10th, My music partner and I, if you follow us, you know that my music partner and co-writer is also my beautiful mother, Kristen. Her and I and our band, which is titled 828, we are releasing our very first single on our upcoming album. Now, the whole album will not be released to the public until either the fall or the winter of 2024, later this year. But the first single we are releasing is called Never Have My Soul. And we wrote this specifically to the disease of multiple sclerosis itself. And I started writing the lyrics for it. And I remember talking to mom and I'm like, you know what? I just really need to preface this as though MS is a person. And if it was a person, what would I say to it? And I'm sure there are 100,000 things that each of you listening to this could think to say directly to MS. Some, I'm sure, may be even a few choice words, but we'll leave that for someone else's show. But we are releasing the single tomorrow, March 10th. Never Have My Soul will be available on Apple iTunes Music for purchase, as well as Amazon Music as well. 100% of all proceeds of the single will benefit the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. And we're just super excited, you guys. We're so excited that we were able to partner with National on this for the MS Society for the launch. All of the merch proceeds are benefiting the MS Society National as well. The song will be on sale for $1.29, I believe, if one of my lesions is not getting in the way of my relaying important information to you right now. So it's completely affordable. Again, all proceeds go back to the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and we're just super stoked. We're really, really excited that we were able to get this song created, first of all, get it recorded. I will tell you, maintaining stamina in a recording studio now with MS years later is really, really interesting. Not gonna lie. Super interesting, requires a lot of attention to body awareness and limits and boundaries. So we're so excited anyways to put this out in the world tomorrow, but we really wanted to put a song out there as the first one on our album in honor of multiple sclerosis, because our community is just amazing. It's amazing. We have, it's not even a community. And it's funny, I was talking to another MS friend of mine last night over dinner about this. And it's really, it's not even a community anymore. It's a family. Because I don't know about you, but every single person that I have connected with online, in person, at MS events, at MS education events, wherever it is, those friendships turn into lengthy friendships where we're talking, you know, on a weekly basis. That's family. To me, that's family. I don't know about you guys. What else is going on in the space of multiple sclerosis? Oh my goodness. So myself, as well as my partner and co-writer Kristen, we will be going to Fargo, North Dakota in April. We are very excited about that because I've never been and I love traveling the US. I love traveling the world. But we were invited by Little Black Dress and Black Tie for MS. They're having a gala in April 26th, Friday, April 26th. And all this information is on ahotms.com. So please be sure to pop on there and check it out. Also, wanted to give you guys a quick update too. So if you don't know, I'm going to let you know right now. You're about to be in the know. On ahotms.com, if you are newly diagnosed and you are looking for resources, connections, if you're looking for somebody to talk to, if you're looking for more information, my website does have an MS411 tab. There's a little bit of everything, all the way from organizations like MS Views and News to a children's book written by a dear friend of mine, Julie Stamm, called Some Days, A Tale of Love, Ice Cream, and My Mom's Chronic Illness. All of these things can be found on the MS411 tab on my website. There's also tons of information on there as far as a biomarker blood test that we now have for MS, indicating 18 different proteins and biomarkers in our blood that actually will show you your specific MS disease activity, which we have never had. Octave Bio is doing that. They are amazing. There's information kind of talking a little bit about more what Octave is doing. But if you're looking for resources of organizations or companies or webinars, I mean, there is a list of companies and organizations that are super beneficial to anybody trying to get in the know for MS. Just to name a few, MS Society, obviously. Thank you for all your work you do for us. You guys are amazing. Lived Health, MS News Today, Brain and Life, MSAA, which is the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America, MS Focus, Novartis, Biogen, Race to Erase MS, Above MS, Can Do MS. They're also amazing. I love them. They're so much fun to work with. MS for MS. I mean, there are just a plethora. There is a plethora of information on the MS411 tab. So please get linked in. But I wanted to come on here and acknowledge the fact that March, yes, it's awesome. While it is raising awareness for multiple sclerosis, it's also exhausting. It really is. And finding the time to set those balance points for yourself and finding the time to really kind of just sit with yourself and rest is very, very important. I know we want to change the world, and while I'm expressing this to you guys listening, I'm also sort of subliminally expressing it to myself, because I have been going and going and going and going, and it is completely normal to feel burnt out. It's okay to need to just stop everything. And it's okay to be transparent with your partnerships or with your collaboration, team or whatnot, however you are moving in the space of advocacy. It's okay to be completely transparent and say, you know what? I'm having a bad week. My body is not cooperating. I know that I had agreed to this specific due date, but I need to push it back. I have done this, you guys, with two big companies over the last month, where I have had two deadlines where I had to be real. I had to be transparent. I had a major injury to my right ankle in December from, wait for it, because you're all asking, how, Brittany, did you sprain your right ankle when your left side is the side affected by MS? Well, so I used to tap dance. Now, when I say I used to tap dance, I mean legitimately tap dance. I was advanced tap for over 20 years. I knew my stuff. Well, I took a decade off, and I kept telling my husband, Johnny, I'm like, you know what? I really want to see if I still have it. Like, I'm curious, because I'm that whack job that will still be in the grocery store frozen food section, and I'll just start tapping like with my sneakers because I just want to see if I still have it. And I do. So got the shoes, 6 minutes in, I'm dancing. I'm totally, totally getting everything, you know, back that I had lost or thought that I had lost. Well, by the sixth minute, I tried something that I was not ready for, was not stable for at all, and completely rolled and broke a ligament in my right ankle. So that's been fun. So much fun. With that being said, you are going to go through things in life that are unexpected and hit you in the face. Okay? That is inevitable. We have to get really, really good at adaptation. And if you are anything like me and you like things structured, you like things controlled, you like to know when things are coming, MS will make all of that change for you. I have had to learn so much of how to quickly adapt to change. And it's very, very difficult. I used to be like the giraffe from Madagascar, Go David Schwimmer, where change was just absolutely horrific and I needed a brown paper bag to continue breathing into. So let's recap here. Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month is absolutely amazing. It's an opportunity for us to be completely open and vulnerable and transparent. And you guys know me with the whole vulnerability thing. I really view it as a strength, because why is there so much shame in the space of disability? It makes no sense. It's just inner madness. So, yes, it's a lot. Yes, we are trying to manage scheduling our blood labs and scheduling our MRIs and arguing with our insurance company that did not put in the pre-authorization for the same medication that we've been taking for a year and a half, which is the only medication that we can take because you're allergic to everything else. Can you tell I'm talking about my own situation right now? But in all reality is it's going to get done. It might not get done right away, and that's okay. The pressure that we put on ourselves is absolutely bogus. And I know that this comes, and I can imagine that this is coming from a space of being very, very passionate about what we do and wanting to make an impact, which is great. That's all amazing. But we still have to realize that while we're doing these things, while we're attending the webinars, while we're speaking at the conferences, while we're raising funds for whatever charitable MS associated organization that we're raising funds for, we're still living with the disease. So we have to be mindful. We have to take a step back, maybe even multiple times a day, and go, you know what? I'm not taking care of my body. I need to relax. I need to eat something that doesn't involve a protein shake because we're that busy. We have to take that time for ourselves and those moments for ourselves. But I wanted to recap about how excited we are, because we are just absolutely so thrilled for the launch of this song tomorrow. And you guys on social media, you guys have been absolutely amazing. I mean, this is just me, okay, putting all of this out there. I have no fancy PR marketing. I don't have any marketing team. I do have graphic people, but I pay them handsomely to get things done. And doing all of this on, you know, limited resources and limited time and limited stamina, it's hard. It's tricky and it's a lot. So if you have shared the information on the single coming out, I cannot thank you enough. I mean, you guys are just absolutely amazing. I love hearing your messages. I love reading your messages. I love chatting with each and every one of you that have reached out that have just been, you know, inspired and empowered by a 30 second segment that we've had on the song, because that's all you guys have heard. It's just a 30 second preview. So tonight at midnight, again, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, you can purchase the song. Go to my website. You'll see all the information that will link you over to the DIY Get Creative fundraising campaign page for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society's website, all that good stuff. But we really wanted to make this song empower the MS community, because you guys, multiple sclerosis is absolutely relentless and it's constantly changing. So with that, we have to get really, really good at adapting and changing with it. And as our bodies continue to go through this influx of chaos and disaster, yes, it's hard. It's really, really hard. And that's coming from somebody that you guys think is like a pro in this. Like, I may be professional in being transparent and professional in sharing my experience and being representative of MS, but you guys, it gets the best of us. And again, this is a perfect segue to disclose why there hasn't been a podcast in September, because life happens and a lot of life has happened. And that's totally fine. So remember that it's okay to have a bad day. It's okay to have a bad month. Man, it could even be okay to have a bad 6 months. But at some point, you have to put a cap on it and you have to really step back from the situation and observe what you could do differently or what could be eliminated. Maybe that's even people that need to be eliminated. I have had to clean house with a lot of people in my life. I have had to set really, really strong boundaries with some people in my life. And I continue to set those boundaries and I don't care. I am, maybe it's being 35, I don't know, but I am just in a place in life right now where I have zero interest in proving to people who I am. Maybe it's a 30s thing, I don't know, but all I know is the only person that I need to prove myself to is God. That is my biggest area of concern as far as self-advocacy and self-proving goes is God. That's it. Everybody else, you guys know me. You know what I do. You see it all the time. Whether it's me, you know, I don't know, being foolish on the internet. And I'm so grateful to have a trusted voice in the MS community. I mean, you guys are amazing, but please set these parameters for yourself. I cannot stress that enough. You do not need to be a hero. You don't need to feel ashamed. You don't need to feel embarrassed that you can't keep up with Joe Schmo going to, I don't know, the mall on a Saturday where it's completely crowded. And it's like, we have to get comfortable with being vulnerable, because the only way that anybody around us is going to understand what we're going through is if we are vulnerable. You know what I mean? How is anybody ever going to understand what we're dealing with multiple sclerosis if we are not open and transparent? So set those boundaries for yourself. Give yourself some rest. My family this weekend, they are going to a cabin. They're up in the mountains right now. And I told my husband, I go, you know what? I've got so much going on this week with work. I would love a personal at-home vacation by myself in the house for 2 days with nobody to pick up after or answer to or even just communicate with. Like, sometimes we just want to be silent and still and quiet and not have to deal with anyone or anything. And we can just regroup and recharge ourselves. That is so, so undervalued, the importance of self-awareness and recharging. And you guys, self-awareness is really, really tricky because it causes you to have to identify very, very specific things within your body, very, very specific things within your mind. And without doing that, you don't know where to put your puzzle pieces if you're not looking at the whole board. So there is my tip for the day. Get self-aware, listen to your body, listen to your body's needs. But once you are listening, there's no use of listening if you're not going to put it into action. And putting it into action is setting those parameters, setting those boundaries, and advocating for yourself. It's great that it's MS Awareness Month and we're all advocating for MS. That's great. But we also need to severely prioritize putting yourself first also. So thank you for being patient with me, because there has not been anything on the All the Odds with the Hot MS airwaves since September of last year. You guys are awesome for sticking around. I appreciate it. I am working on putting a few new guests on the show as soon as March is over, because March needs to go bye-bye because it's already crazy. But no, in all honesty, I mean, March is amazing. We get the opportunity to do so much, but it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. So stay tuned for Never Have My Soul. It drops at midnight tonight. Very, very exciting. And 100% of all proceeds from Never Have My Soul go right back to National Multiple Sclerosis Society, as well as all the merch. There's t-shirts. I threw a mug up there. There's a bag now to carry all of the junk that we deal with MS. So check it out. I am so, so appreciative of your support. I am so appreciative of you guys stepping out of your comfort zone and being transparent with me online. Tell me your mess. I want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about the good stuff. I get that you got the house and maybe you dropped 2 sizes in your jeans. That's amazing. I'm happy for you. But I want to hear about the mess that you're in, because that mess, my dear, my fellow dumpster fire, that mess is what will completely transform you into the next stage of your growth. I promise you, like I know my name, the mess is where the joy is. Trust me.
Thanks for listening to All the Odds with that crazy tattooed MS chick. What's her name again? Oh, right. A hot MS. When you're not listening here, check out her website for the latest blog, or shoot her a DM on the gram. Oh, yeah, she's on that TikTok thing too. And don't forget to celebrate your disasters. Your victories get enough attention.